B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A former accounts manager for a nonprofit affiliated with the University of South Florida's medical school has pleaded guilty to embezzling almost $13 million, spending most of it at an adult website.
$13 million?
Dude, how do you even spend that much money?
I mean, after a while, don't you get sick of dildos?
So, it's crazy. So, Ralph Puglisi, who is 59 years old, is facing up to 20 years in prison under the deal.
Butt plugs have just gotten boring.
Which is the reason he filed in Tampa's federal court. I don't even think he was getting... It was just... For virtual stuff.
Okay? Oh, okay. So he's getting streaming sex stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So gotcha.
Puglisi had worked for the University of Medical Services Association, which provides staffing and support for USF Health and other medical providers in the Tampa Bay area. He spent almost $12 million at an adult website that allows users to subscribe to channels belonging to specific women who disrobe and engage in sex acts with live video. So he was probably buying them things. You know how they have their wish list
exactly.
And stuff?
Oh, my but God. $12 million
is insanely obscene. An investigation showed that Puglisi subscribed to a channel belonging to his stepson's fiance, and they split almost $750,000 in profits, with Puglisi taking 60%.
So he was... His stepson's fiance he was getting off to?
And I guess they split some of the profits. I don't get this. So the investigative team deployed a working theory that Puglisi worked either with the principals of the adult content provider or with the female profiles of the adult content provider in order to financially benefit from funds charged.
Wow.
He is also accused of making $647,000 in payments to a limited liability company that he owned with his wife, plus other expenditures including $374,000 for personal travel, $191,000 in rent for a family member, and $120,000 on household improvements. But $12 million of it went to the porn site.
Oh, my God. So wow. Does he know what a nonprofit means?
I'm not. Maybe he has a different interpretation of what that actually means.
You can spend it on porn.
Wow. All
right. Wow. That's a lot of porn.
Listen to this story. A Dutch man swallowed his car keys while vacationing in Barcelona and pleaded for help inside a supermarket, but he died because no one could understand what he was saying.
Because it's a different language.
And he had swallowed car keys. They were stuck in his throat. The 37-year-old tourist entered the store in a state of distress. He was in an evident state of excitement and causing altercations.
Wow.
So workers called the police. This guy's throwing a fit, and they don't know what's going on. What?
Was it a fob or keys?
It says keys. It says car keys.
Right.
So I don't know. So police tried to resuscitate him before the arrival of the medical. That's not going to work.
No.
Okay. Excuse me.
Tracheotomy. So gross. Every part of this.
So police tried to resuscitate him before the arrival of medical personnel, who discovered that he had the keys lodged in his throat.
So if he had a fob as he was flailing, I wonder if his car was turning on and off.
The paramedics removed the keys and rushed him to the hospital.
We're not going to get you.
Oh, God.
Are you saying things? And they rushed him to the hospital, and then he died the following morning. It was unclear if people could not understand him because he was speaking Dutch or if he could not communicate clearly because of the items in his throat.
And he did not say Barcelona.
No, the police forces investigating the incident, including how the keys ended up in his throat. I'm guessing maybe you put them in your mouth as you're trying to use your hands to, you know, put stuff in
your car.
Somebody
slapped you on the back.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Hey, welcome to Barcelona.
Wow. Okay, messed up story. All right. Are you doing it or me?
I don't know.
All right, there we go.
Poor bastard.
That sucks. That's a lousy way to go. All right. So in the United Kingdom, baked beans are very popular.
Of course they are. Everyone knows that baked beans and
beans and toast is a regular kind of thing. So baked beans are quite popular. But a baked bean bandit is emptying cans of the stuff all over a village in a sticky reign of terror.
Where is this guy?
The mystery vandal has been covering doorsteps, homes, and cars with the famous orange sauce. The shocking turn of events is taking place in the pretty countryside village of Wanersh in Surrey. It is home to just over 3,000 people, with residents understandably rocked by the recent incidents. A Surrey police spokesperson said local officers have received reports of incidents in Wanersh where beans and other food have been poured onto residents' front doors and cars overnight. The victims are understandably distressed by this unacceptable behavior.
It's disgusting.
Local officers will be patrolling the area and keeping an eye out for anything suspicious. And
Kathy left it that one. Excuse me.
Those are some of the funniest.
They are. The super high pitched.
To be honest, yes. So, officers shared some of the pictures of the messy crime scenes. In one picture, four empty cans of Heinz beans are discarded near a doorstep studded with little orange beans. While another shows a gray car with sauce dribbling down the driver's window, leaving an unsightly orange smudge.
This is an insane sort of vandalism.
However, some residents have seen the funny side while urging police to catch the criminals. So... I didn't even know you had those.
Yeah, they've been sitting here all this time, and I've never used them.
Little squeaky farts. What is that? That you, Casey?
That's my buddy Jeff's new fart. He just sent to me.
So yesterday, and that's the bizarre file, by the way. That's the last story. Yesterday, I'm sitting here, and normally when Casey lets things fly, I don't have too much of a problem with it. Yeah. In certain circumstances, I'm like, really, dude?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here. I'm eating my lunch.
Oh, boy.
I eat right here where I sit for the show.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm eating my lunch, and then I hear this. Oh. Okay, so I you going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I hear this. Here it comes. We need to edit this. This is your friend Jeff actually farting. I hear this behind me, and I turn around, and I go, dude, I'm eating lunch, all right?
Like, you snapped at him. I was like, and but I could see what was going on, and I knew it was on his phone.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is great.
Because I was going to, that was the one time I was really going to have an
you
issue.
You were going to be there. Like,
dude, I'm eating my lunch, man. Yeah. And I turn around, and he's holding his phone there.
There
and
you
that's
go.
Where the sound effects is.
I want you to do that every time,
every
phone
time?
Or not.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
How about this? A 30-year-old man got six kidney beans stuck inside his penis after he put them there for pleasure.
Oh. God bless, I can only fit three.
Kidney beans. Now, doctors say that his plan was to express those beans during...
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, during the height of stimulation. But he didn't succeed. Instead, he tried to pull them out using tweezers.
Why didn't he try avocados?
He eventually ended up in the hospital where doctors had to remove the beans surgically. And there he admitted that he had engaged in this particular act before, but he had never attempted to use that many beans. I assume these are dried.
Yeah.
Kidney beans. Dude, kidney beans are huge.
Yes.
Right? I mean, lima beans are bigger, but still, that's
what
a
would
big
you,
bean.
What bean would you insert into your penis?
I would use black-eyed peas.
I think that's an appropriate size.
Yeah, or maybe just even regular peas.
Can I go with Boston baked beans? It's not technically a bean. It's a candy, but...
God, those are hard.
How about Irish potatoes?
On them? Ouch.
Preston, Irish potatoes, they're more malleable.
Yeah, you can squeeze those.
Yeah,
shapes. A 29-year-old Tennessee man who rode on a school bus and walked into a high school with students has been charged with trespassing. A deputy was called to Granger County High School on Tuesday and spoke with Juan Perky, who told him that he had ridden a school bus to the facility. Perky had been standing on the side of the road with a paper with papers and a binder when a substitute bus driver saw him, thought he was a student, picked him up. After he walked into the high school with other students, a teacher stopped him and took him to the office, and police were called. They said they can't really blame the bus driver because he didn't, he doesn't know what the students regularly, who they are. So, let's see. A judge denied bond for an elderly landlord after a prosecutor detailed how the man allegedly shot three tenants for a callous reason. He allegedly wanted to dodge the eviction process over unpaid rent. So he shot and killed some of them.
I know what I'll do. I'll murder them.
Arnoldo Lozano Sanchez was arrested in Vegas. He's nearly 80 years old. Sanchez is charged with two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. Police found a wounded woman in a driveway. She was suffering from a gunshot wound, and doctors pronounced her dead at the hospital. The surviving male victim left the residence also suffering from gunshots. Jeez. Sanchez was still inside the home, but he surrendered without incident. Investigators say they discovered a second woman dead inside as well. Sanchez shot the surviving man 9 times.
God.
He told a witness that he, quote, didn't want to go through the eviction process and that he wanted to handle it quote, unquote, his way.
I don't like paperwork.
His way allegedly involved expressing glee as well. A male witness claimed to see Sanchez smiling and laughing after apparently shooting one of the women, and again after Sanchez barged his way into another victim's room, apparently opening fire and exiting. This guy is psychotic.
Well, besides that stuff, is he a pretty good landlord?
I think he was pretty forgiving if you were late with your rent from time to time.
Yeah, it better be getting back Tuesday or I'll have to shoot you.
Wow. Man, that's messed up. Deputies responded to a road rage report of a suspect who threw an axe at a driver.
Oh, I saw this footage.
A driver Jeep began honking at the victim while they merged onto a ramp, and the Jeep driver continued to honk at the victim as both vehicles traveled northbound. Reports say the victim took an exit to avoid confrontation on the freeway, but the Jeep followed and eventually passed in front of the victim's vehicle to block the road. Video footage of the incident shows a Jeep driver hurling an axe at the victim before driving over the median and fleeing. Authorities were able to identify the Jeep driver from additional surveillance video. 3 days after the incident, the suspect was arrested for multiple felonies after fleeing. Deputies said the suspect made threats and specific racial slurs targeted at the victim. The suspect was taken into custody.
Jeez.
After that. Yeah. A woman named Demetra Street did not know that she sang at her husband Ivan's Baltimore funeral service in late January that apparently he had already been buried days earlier and miles away.
So who's she singing to?
She had no idea, according to her lawyer, that the funeral urn supposedly burying his ashes that day was empty, a fake designed to trick her into believing that the funeral home had allowed Ivan's wishes to be cremated. So about the only thing real, according to a federal lawsuit, was that on January 9th, Baltimore resident Ivan Street died at the age of 67 from congestive heart failure, and that Demetra Street began making funeral plans. Now, she arranged for him to be cremated by Wiley Funeral Homes, signed a contract, made payment, and determined a memorial service that would be held at the funeral home.
Right.
Around that time, a second woman walked into the funeral home, also claiming to be Ivan Street's wife and seeking to make funeral arrangements. She even provided a 24-year-old unofficial marriage certificate and arranged for him to be buried, according to a court filing. So last week, Demetra Street filed a federal lawsuit alleging a sweeping, concerted fraud by Wiley and its employees to ignore her wishes, hold two funeral services, and collect two fees.
So that's what they were doing. What a scam.
So they buried the guy with the first wife.
Right.
The second woman who came in who said, and then they just took an urn and pretended like his ashes were in there and had a whole other service and charged her for all of that.
Now, listen, I'm a fan of the Impractical Jokers, but this was really, this was beyond the pale.
Yeah. So after Ivan Street was buried, the funeral home held a sham cremation service for Demetra Street and kept her money, according to the lawsuit. Street is seeking $8.5 million. alleging breach of contract, negligence, fraud, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. That's pretty wild.
It's crazy.
And they probably saw it as an easy way to make, you know, the money and get away with it.
Hey, there's butterscotch candies in here.
You didn't put, like, sand or something like that, or... filled it full of circus peanuts or something. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.